Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from B.B. Nicholson, who you'll find on Medium.com, and here is the next-door neighbor post that got me riled up. Usually, I try to avoid controversy. I don't often check the next-door neighbor posts that land with annoying regularity in my inbox. There are only so many hours in a day, and we can spend those hours on some kind of social media, or we can get busy doing something. There's also this. I don't like controversy. In addition to its time-sucking potential, social media has the ability to get me riled up and into something controversial. And while being riled up provides a temporary adrenaline rush, the rush is always followed by regret at having jumped into the fray. But this morning, off my guard, I made the mistake of clicking on the Next Door Neighbor app. Normally, I read a couple of posts and exit the forum, none the worse for having wasted a minute or two. Usually, somebody posts a picture of a snake and asks, "Is this a snake?" Or they wonder if anybody else is having trouble with their mail being delivered on time. Nothing riveting enough to keep me scrolling. But this morning, the next-door neighbor post carried a warning. Beware of dog attack on Westwood. This piqued my interest. Westwood being only a mile from my house. Were wild dogs attacking strangers? Had somebody's pit bull mauled a chihuahua? Was a rabid dog on the loose? Full disclosure. I have a fear of rabid animals. When I was 8, my mother told me a horrifying tale about one of her brothers who had been bitten by a rabid cat. The brother reached down to pet it, and the deranged kitty latched onto him, refusing to let go despite his screams. He ended up having 20 excruciatingly painful shots in his stomach, according to my mother, who liked to warn us away from potential dangers with tales like this. Her story is probably the reason I panicked when I was walking once and spotted a lean, scruffy fox that stared at me instead of bolting. I was sure it was a rabid. But I'm digressing. There are more reasons to fear attack dogs than worrying about whether they have rabies, and my neighbor is a case in point. She walks regularly and always carries a golf club. I thought at first it was some kind of physical therapy because she leans to the right when she walks. Maybe the club was a way of helping her maintain balance. After passing her 140 times, I mustered up the nerve to ask, "Why do you always carry a golf club?" "I was attacked by a dog," she said. "I had to have surgery on one side of my body. It was severe. I carry the golf club in case I run into another vicious dog. I'm afraid now to walk without it." So, can you see why I was interested in the next-door neighbor dog attack post? The next-door writer described a chilling scene. He was walking his terrier along a stretch of sidewalk beside a park when a homeless couple approached from the opposite direction. They were pushing a shopping cart of bulging trash bags and tugging a large brown dog on a leash. As they drew near, the dog began snarling and barking. It finally pulled free of the woman's grip and rushed the next-door neighbor man, leaping on his little pet. He tried to fight the dog off to no avail. Eventually, he managed to scoop his terrier up in his arms, but the big dog, undeterred, attacked his ankles, teeth bared and jaws snapping. I use creative license to add the italicized description because that's the impression I got from his post. Anyway, the couple finally regained control of their dog and proceeded to beat the animal. Just wanted to warn you about this, said next-door neighbor man. A slew of posts followed his warning. Someone answered the first question that had popped into my mind, which was, how did you know those people were homeless? I've met that couple, and they won't go to a homeless shelter because they can't take their dog with them, the person answering my unvoiced question said. Someone else wrote, thanks for the warning. I've seen them, but it's always been on the other side of the street, and their dog barked at me. Another neighbor suggested they be reported for beating the dog, since that's animal cruelty. A few more responders thought the couple needed to be in a shelter, dog or no dog. There was a plethora of remarks like, wow, so scary. I continued reading until I got to the post that riled me up. Y'all are so judgmental, this writer said. These people are obviously mentally ill and need our compassion, not our condemnation. We should be helping them to find a place to stay. Breaking my resolve not to respond to next-door neighbor posts, I shot back. Yours is the only comment that's judgmental. The post was meant to warn people about a dangerous dog. I immediately regretted saying it, for the following reasons. 1. My inbox will now be deluged with responses. 2. Some of the responses will probably be zingers. 3. I don't like controversy. 4. If I judge someone by calling their post judgmental, aren't I also being judgmental? In light of all of this, I decided to 1. Avoid checking my email for a couple of days. 2. Avoid walking on Westwood. 3. Carry a golf club. No, strike that last one. I don't even carry an umbrella when it rains, let alone being saddled with a golf club. Also, the nosy neighbors would stop to ask me why I was carrying one. Better to just avoid social media and places where potentially rabid dogs roam. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook. Or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.